When I converted, I had never heard of Latino Muslims.
Hey, it's Yasmin, and the voice you just heard before mine belongs to Katia Guerrero. Katia and I had a long talk about a Muslim identity that's often missing from mainstream reflections about our faith, Latina converts. Katia is originally from Mexico, and she was raised Christian. Her dad even pastored a church. She converted to Islam in 2015 and soon discovered an online community of Latinx converts with shared experiences just like hers. It turns out her experience was less rare than she thought.
Literally, I thought I was the only person in the world that wanted to convert to Islam because I researched and I studied Islam for years. And the first person I met was when I converted, like the day I took my Shahada, which is the confession of faith. I met, I think it was a Cuban Muslim sister. And she was like, no, there's actually Latino people that have converted to Islam. And there's like people here in Raleigh locally. And I was like, are you serious? And after that, I started stalking people online that were, and actually I do get a lot of friend requests or follow requests on Instagram from Latino Muslims. And I realized that we have that need of connecting with our own people, and just like you want to connect with someone on the struggles that you have and just the process of becoming Muslim and learning more and try not to lose your identity as Latino and your heritage, because you don't want to feel like you're betraying or leaving that behind.
One of the people Katia originally connected with was a fellow Latina convert named Shirley Puente. Shirley is Peruvian-American and a graduate of North Carolina State University. It was actually after learning about Islam through her Muslim friends in college when Shirley decided to convert.
So my parents, we come from a Catholic background, but I wouldn't say that we were super religious. We weren't the type that went to church every Sunday. We would have it like in the house, like I believe it was more culture rather than religion. So we would have, you know, holy water in the house, and like we would do, you know, rituals. If I was sick, my mom would pray with holy water and, you know, all these little traditions, but we weren't really religious. We don't read the Bible a lot. So I realized like when I was growing up, I guess I was always trying to find something, but I didn't know it. You know, I would have this phase where I was trying to look up Buddhism and trying to find like all these things to be connected more. And I never really found it. And to be honest, I don't think I was really interested in finding a true faith until when I went to NC State. And then one day I was just talking in the car with a friend, and she was discussing when she went to Umrah. And like when she started talking, she was crying. And I was like, you know what? I kind of want that type of spiritual connection. Like I don't have it. I don't cry. I don't feel any type of, I guess, emotion when I talk about Christianity like that. But I never really read the Quran. I feel like the people around me were the reason why I wanted to convert, and the way that they always remembered God, you know, when they would say inshallah, alhamdulillah, bismillah, like all of these things, they always remembered God. And I feel like that's the final thing that I was actually missing and what I was always looking for but didn't know it.
Conversations like the one I had with Katia and Shirley have inspired a whole new season of this show. It's coming soon with the help of our production partner, North Carolina Public Radio. We've got way more insights about the nuanced Muslim experience, so be sure you're subscribed so you know when the new episodes drop. I'm Yasmin Bendas. Whether or not you have a Muslim friend, you'll find one here. Thanks for listening.
Me and My Muslim Friends is made possible through partnership with North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. Find more on-demand content and ways to support this podcast at wunc.org.